I come to this magnificent house of worship tonight because my conscience leaves me no other choice. A time comes when silence is betrayal. That time has come for us in relationship to Vietnam. In 1957, when a group of us formed the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, we chose as our motto to save the soul of America. In a way, we were green with Langston Hughes, the Black Bard of Harlem, who had written earlier, "Oh yes, I say it plain, America was never America to me, and yet I swear this oath America will be." Somehow this madness must cease. We must stop now. I speak as a child of God and brother to the suffering poor of Vietnam. I speak for those whose land is being laid waste, whose homes are being destroyed, whose culture is being subverted. I speak for the poor of America who are paying the double price of smashed hopes at home and dealt death and corruption in Vietnam. I speak as a citizen of the world, for the world as it stands aghast at the path we have taken. I speak as one who loves America, to the leaders of our own nation. The great initiative in this war is ours. The initiative to stop it must be ours. I am convinced that if we are to get on the right side of the world revolution, we as a nation must undergo a radical revolution of values. We must rapidly begin the shift from a thing-orientated society to a person-orientated society. When machines and computers, profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplet of racism, extreme materialism, and militarism are incapable of being conquered. A true revolution of values will soon look uneasy on the glaring contrast of poverty and wealth. The Western arrogance of feeling that it has everything to teach others and nothing to learn from them is not just. A true revolution of values will lay hand on the world order and say of war, "This way of settling differences is not just. This business of burning human beings with napalm, of filling our nation's homes with orphans and widows, of injecting poisonous drugs of hate into the veins of peoples normally humane, of sending men from dark and bloody battlefields, physically handicapped and psychologically deranged, cannot be reconciled with wisdom, justice, and love. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death. Now let us begin. Now let us rededicate ourselves to the long and bitter but beautiful struggle for a new world."
The rebellious spirit of the 60s showed itself not only in the civil rights movement and the anti-war movement, but an unprecedented emergence of a movement for gay and lesbian rights, and also an exciting new movement for the rights of women. Too often that movement spoke for white women, but here, Abby Lincoln, the jazz singer, speaks for women of color.